Glory to Jesus Christ. A few weeks ago, bishops of the United States, they gathered in Philadelphia on their usual meeting, and they were discussing many important topics. And one of those topics was some kind of report of Bishop Robert Barron. He is responsible for evangelization. And he, in his report, was really talking about very sad situation. He was talking about how many young people are leaving church. He said that one statistic says that we are losing, as a Catholic Church, 50% of young people up to age 30. Another statistic says that we are losing, that for each convert, there are 6 who are leaving the church. It means if church gets 1 convert who joined the church, 6 are leaving. And he gave some kind of analysis of the situation, and he formed some kind of need for how to change this situation. And what in his report and in his suggestion, the word which was you could hear again and again was formation. He said, we need good formation. We neglected it. And this document is online, and there are a lot of people, they really read that and commented on this, and they say the same thing. Yes, what is needed is good spiritual formation. So we know the problem of our church, we know the solution. So it seems that it's so easy to fix it. Maybe it's just enough if church comes with good program, which would give good spiritual formation to people, and everything will be solved. Because true is that how can these young people stay in the church if they are formed by parents who didn't get good formation? You cannot give what you don't have. If parents don't have this understanding, this knowledge of God, this desire for God, they are not able to give it to their children, for sure. So we need formation, good formation. But true is that if we start to make research, we can find that there are hundreds of programs. There are hundreds of programs which promise to give formation, spiritual formation. I would say that it is too much programs which already are in the church which offers that. But it seems that don't work. They don't work. There are programs which say, well, we are going to prepare those who are coming to the church. We will give them good formation before they are baptized. But statistics say that only 1 of 10 stays in the church after they receive like baptism. So something goes wrong. Something is wrong. But you know, what is wrong is this. Wrong approach or wrong understanding what formation should be like. If we want to find recipe for good formation. This feast of St. Peter and Paul, this our glance under life, should help us to understand what we are supposed to do, how to give good formation. Look, last Sunday we heard that Jesus went or met Peter, and Jesus told him, "Follow me." And Peter, together with his brother, they immediately left everything, and from that time they followed Christ. St. Paul, he was not Christian, he was enemy of Christians, but he met Christ in this vision on his road to Damascus. He recognized, he met Lord, and he heard his voice from the time his life turned and he followed Christ. Peter, then after he started to follow Christ, he spent 3 years in Christ's presence, listening to him, adjusting his mindset, learning new things, and even learning from own mistakes. St. Paul, he went for 3 years to the desert to get ready for his apostolic work. He went to the desert to spend time with God, to learn how to live this life with God. And in this, there is a hidden key for good formation. Look, if a monk, if a future monk, if somebody makes decision, "I want to be a monk," it doesn't happen that immediately after he makes this radical decision, they elevate him to this monastic state. There is like time, year, two, three sometimes, when he is, or she is in this monastic like environment, learning how to be a monk or a nun. After that, the person makes these vows, solemn vows. The same is this priesthood. Yes, young man makes radical decision. Yes, I want to serve to God all my life through this vocation. The bishop don't put hands on him immediately to ordain the priest. He sends him to seminary, where it's several years he's working on his spiritual life. He's learning how to listen to God, adjusting whole life, removing bad habits, and trying to find ways how to grow in virtues. Is that person, this monk, or this nun, or this priest, new priest, are they perfect already? No. But through this time, they put good seeds to their soul. They put good settings, not through knowledge, not through information, but through starting to practice good virtues in their life, through practicing practically how to live these words of God. And this is the most important step in formation of Christians. Without this radical decision to follow Christ in my life, nothing happens. We will be just pretending something. And we will be satisfied with some little thing which we try to offer to God, many times just to satisfy our pride, vanity, vainglory. But even if we make this radical decision in our heart, yes, I want God, I want to give my life to Him, I want salvation. Still, we are not ready yet. The first should be this time when we learn about our weakness. We learn about what we are supposed to do. We learn how to live His word practically, and we put all those seeds to our life. When we change settings of our mind for future life, for future formation. But this should be very intensive moment, from radical decision through hard work to realize what I am supposed to change my life, what I am supposed to be, and to start to practice that. This is that formation which is needed. If we want to stop this exodus of young people and other people, even older people from the church, we have to start with this good formation, which has these two first very important and necessary steps. Make decision for Christ and to learn what does it mean to be a Christian. And then we continue in non-stop formation, which means that we are trying to bring these virtues we start in our life to perfectness. And this opens us for God. And you know what? It's impossible to leave God after making these two basic steps in our formation. If somebody makes those two important steps in formation, never say never, as we say, but it is unusual that a person would leave God. Church. You can cheat. You can skip these two steps important. But if a monk does it, he will be a very bad monk. If priest skips that and he pretends and he goes through this formation which offered to him without intention to be engaged in this, for sure that priest will be a very bad priest. He will not do a lot of things. If a parent will skip these steps, the parent will be a very bad example, and the parent will not give good formation to his or her children, for sure. And people who come to this understanding, they really sometimes are sad. You know, we are doing this formation, this learning, this 3-year program, I would say, we are doing each Monday through this book study, and we go to details and we learn what does it mean to be a Christian. And this is done in many parishes, in many places. And I heard, or I read, especially one experience, one sharing from that formation. One person, one Christian said, "I'm so sorry that I'm so old now, and now I realize that I was not a good Christian. And I try to imagine how my life would look like, and life of my children, if I know before what I know now, it'd be totally different." And from that experience, huge sadness was felt. But true is that it's never late. It's never late. Because God is merciful to us and He calls on nonstop. And even those who come in the last hour to work in His vineyard, they get the same reward as those who started from the beginning. We don't know how God can fix this, our not perfectness, especially when it was not caused by our intention. Once we turn and we ask Him, God, I came to this knowledge that I didn't have good formation. I didn't go through very good spiritual formation, and I know that it afflicted my life, but now I know that. I want to fix that. Please help me. God will do this. And God will probably eliminate this negative, impact of our previous lives. It is in His power. He can do this if we ask Him. Very sad. It is a very sad situation in our church when we listen to these reports. But we know solution for this problem. We cannot change whole church. What we can do, we can change our life. And look, if we all change our life, and if we all find this desire for good formation of life, we will change this parish. And if many parishes will do this, we'll be able to change whole church. And this might be some kind of our inner request we can give to these holy apostles we celebrate today, to Saint Peter and Paul, who understood the importance of good preparation. We can ask them to help us to come to this decision and to execute this decision in our lives. We can be sure that they will be asking and begging God for this grace for us. Amen.